Hello, Blind Code Tech listeners, and welcome to this series of podcasts entitled A Guide to Windows Vista. My name is Joseph Lee, and I'll be your host in this series of podcasts, introducing you to Windows Vista, the latest Windows operating system from Microsoft. I have been a Windows Vista user for about a month now, and I really enjoy it. I love the features that were introduced, such as new security and digital features like Windows Media Center and Media Player 11. I found that it is pretty much accessible with Windows screen readers like JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes. Just like Windows XP, Windows Vista has some quirks and bugs which will be addressed in the near future. Windows Vista has been in development for over 5 years, since 2001, way before XP was released. It was originally intended to be a revolutionary release, but it is now an evolutionary release now. Originally, after XP, the Windows that was supposed to follow was Windows Blackcomb, nowadays known as Vienna. But due to scheduling issues and security features added in Service Pack 2, Blackcomb was pushed back several years and Longhorn, now known as Vista, stepped in. Vista brings a lot of new features, such as new user interface codenamed ARROW, which stands for Authentic, Energetic, Reflective, and Open. It also has tremendous list of new features such as security features like user account control, Windows Firewall, Windows Defender, media features like DVD Maker, Photo Gallery, newly revised Media Player and Media Center, as well as other features like IE7, RSS feeds, redesigned help and support, and a lot of backup and restore options, which I'm going to cover in this podcast. And that is the course of this podcast. The Vista was officially released on November 8, 2006, and was widely available in retail stores since January 30th, 2007. Windows Vista is a continuation of Windows NT operating system with NT version 6.0 build 6000. If Vista was released then, why there are confusion? Windows Vista, unlike XP, has 6 editions in total. When XP was released in 2001, there were only 2 versions. They were XP Home Edition and XP Professional. Since then, Microsoft has added a number of new additions to XP product lineup, including Media Center, Tablet PC, 64-bit versions, and XP Starter. Of course, XP Embedded, found in some computers and Ultra PCs. Versions, there are 6 of them, starting with Starter and going up to Home Basic, Home Premium, Business, Enterprise, and Ultimate. Okay, the consumer editions are Home Basic, Home Premium, and Ultimate. The business versions are Business and Enterprise. Starter is only available in emerging markets like Mexico, Brazil, Thailand, and other countries. Home Basic is much similar to XP Home Edition. It has a number of features that were present in the Home Edition of Windows XP. It has a revised features and new features that are unique to Windows Vista. In my opinion, I do not recommend that you get Home Basic because although it has all the features from Home edition of XP, it lacks features that are found in Home Premium. But if you are not ready for higher-end features, then you might want to select Home Basic for now. Home Premium. For those of you who have been using XP Media Center, this is the version that I recommend that you get, because it has all the features from XP Media Center, including the Media Center and other high-end media features, which I think is the intended feature that Microsoft has tried to add for home users. The next version is Business. If you've been using XP Professional, that is the version that I recommend. Business is the low-end edition for business users. It has a number of technologies like domain support, Windows Complete PC, backup and restore, and other security features unique to Vista Business and all business operating systems. The high-end version of Business is Enterprise, and unlike Business, Enterprise is only available for software assurance customers, typically large companies with a lot of Windows-based systems. It has a multilingual user interface and other security and business features that are not found in Business Edition. If you are still ambitious enough and want to combine the world of business and productivity and entertainment, then there is Vista Ultimate. Vista Ultimate is a combination of Home Premium and Enterprise, plus a gaming tweaker known as WinSAT, Ultimate Extras, which are applications that Microsoft releases for Ultimate users, and number of other customer options. There's a way that you can get the low-end edition for now and get a higher edition later. It is called Windows Anytime Upgrade. You can upgrade your existing Windows version to the highest version. For example, if you are a budget user and does not have enough money for premium features, you can get Home Basic now. And after a while, upgrade to Home Premium using Windows Anytime Upgrade. And if you want to really combine features and want to take advantage of advanced features, then you might want to use Windows Anytime Upgrade again to get Ultimate. A cool thing is Business can also be upgradable to Ultimate Edition. Before you upgrade to Windows Vista, there are some things that you should be careful of. You should consider some hardware requirements. The hardware requirement for Windows Vista is higher than that of XP. The hardware class is divided into two camps: Vista Capable and Vista Premium Ready. Vista Capable hardware has at least 800 MHz processor, Pentium 3. No, it's not Pentium 3. It is. At least 512 MB of RAM and at least DVD drive. This hardware configuration will run core features of Vista. And the higher version is Premium Ready, which has at least 1 GHz processor, 1 GB of RAM, and at least DVD-RW drive. At my own personal recommendation for using Vista for optimal results is a dual-core or quad-core processor. These are called multi-cores, running at least at 1.6 GHz, at least 2 GB of RAM. 1 GB will be fine, but a bit slower. But under 1 GB of RAM, Windows Vista will run a bit slower. 2 GB is the optimal setting. and at least DVD-RW drive, and the hard disk space of at least 60 gigabytes. So that is the hardware requirement for Windows Vista. And before you upgrade to Windows Vista, you need to know what hardware or software issues you might encounter. This is when a utility called Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor comes to play. Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor is a tool from Microsoft that assesses your hardware and software to see what edition of Vista is right for you and any recommendations for any issues that were detected. For example, if there's hardware that will not work under Windows Vista, it will advise you to get a newer version or newer hardware. If there's a software issue, then it will also advise you on what steps to take. For example, if a software will not work under Windows Vista, then it will recommend that you uninstall it. And if there's an updated driver, then it will ask you to download the updated driver, which I highly recommend that you get the updated Windows Vista driver for your sound card, display, network components, etc. because these have changed. The driver model and architecture is different between XP and Vista. In this podcast, I'm going to use my XP professional machine, which is has JAWS 7.0, 7.1, or 8.0. In this case, I will use 7.0. And GoldWave 5 as a recording studio to demonstrate Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor. So I'll press Windows key to open the start menu.
Start menu, new office document, and create a new office document, spreadsheet, program submenu, E, Windows submenu, Windows Media Player, Windows Messenger, Windows Movie Maker, Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor, W, location, C.
Okay, this is the program that I will need. I'll press enter.
Leaving menus, start button.
Just to let you know that I'm using PacMake sounds.
Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor.
There we go. The advisor has started, and it should present a startup screen.
Sunday, Windows Vista Trademark Upgrade Advisor 1.0 page, 3 links, welcome.
Okay, I'll press insert down arrow to read the whole screen. This is just an introductory screen.
Welcome to Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor. Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor will scan your computer to help you choose which edition of Windows Vista is right for you. It will also provide guidance about many of the advanced Windows Vista features your computer supports and compatibility of your existing software and devices with Windows Vista. Note, before you start the scan, plug in any devices that you regularly use with your computer, such as printers, scanners, or external hard drives. Start scan, copyright 2006 Microsoft.
Okay, it just told you that it will start scan for any hardware or software issues that you might have. In this case, I'll press insert F7.
Links list dialog, links list view, terms of use.
I'll press up arrow once.
Start scan.
This is the link that you want to choose, start scan link. And I'll press enter to start scan. It will take approximately a few minutes to do the whole scan. In the meantime, you can read about editions of Vista that you're interested in, such as Home, Premium, or Ultimate. What I'm going to do is, if I want to find out more information about Windows Vista Ultimate, then what I'm going to do is press insert F7.
Links list dial. Ultimate.
U for Ultimate, and I'll press enter.
Ultimate. Home, Premium, Business, Home, Graphic, Documents. Scan up below to learn more. Caps, blank. The best edition of Windows Vista with the power.
Okay, I'm just using this speech and sound scheme, that's why. Okay, you can relax, sit back and relax, and wait for the scan to complete, or if you want to find out more about any edition that is listed here, Home Basic, Business, Home Premium, and Vista Ultimate, you can do that. In my case, I want to find out more about Ultimate, so I'll press Enter down arrow to read the screen.
The best edition of Windows Vista with the power, security, and mobility features you need for work and the entertainment and easy want for fun. It has everything you need to shift seamlessly between the worlds of play and productivity. Include list of 8 items, bullet parental controls, bullet Windows photo gallery, bullet Windows arrow trademark with Windows Flip 3D, bullet Windows Media Center, bullet Windows tablet and touch technology, bullet Windows BitLocker trademark drive encryption, bullet Windows Ultimate Extras, bullet business networking list end. Graphic documents and settings, WINXP Center.
So it showed me that it is a power edition that I can shift between play, worlds of play and productivity. I'm going to pause this recording until the scan is complete. And I'll resume it
gold wave,
when
gold.
It is has finished with it.
Windows Vista plan scan complete.
Okay, it says scan complete. And I'll read the information on the screen.
Upgrade Advisor has finished scanning your computer. To view the results of the scan, click
apostrophe see details.
See details on mouse over.
This is the link that you want to choose to find out more about what Vista Upgrade Advisor has come up with.
Documents and settings to backslash. Plan your computer can run Windows Vista.
Okay, this is the result screen. I'll press insert down arrow to read the whole screen.
Your computer can run Windows Vista based on our scan of your system. Windows Vista Business appears to be the best edition for you. For information about other editions, click the edition names in the left pane. Ultimate, Home Premium, Business, Home Basic. Windows Vista Business, a good choice for your PC, is designed specifically for small and mid-sized organizations with advanced backup, new security tools, comprehensive networking, and dedicated resources to help keep you up and running. You can upgrade from your current version of Windows and keep your files, settings, and programs. Consider Windows Vista Ultimate to combine the best business and entertainment experiences available. Table with 4 columns and 2 rows and...
Okay, it gave me that Windows Vista Business is the addition for me. It'll show you like a table with 4 columns and 2 rows. If you have any software issues or hardware issues, remember to click the following links.
Out of tape, table, column 1, row 1, get Windows arrow trademark, get backup, get a nick set, table, column 2, row 2, see details. Table column 2, row 2, see the table column 2. Some table with some system issues might prevent you from using all of the features in this edition of Win.
The system issues, these refers to mainly the CPU and the RAM.
See the table with device plan. Table with two, we recommend you review your device issues.
Yeah, this is the issues that are presented with some devices.
See table program plan. Table with two columns. Before you upgrade to Windows Vista, there are some program issues you need to address on this computer one.
Yeah. There are some programs that I need to uninstall and update the driver for. Unfortunately, Nero running ROM does not work under Windows Vista, according to Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor. So, I'm done with this, so I'll close this window.
Gold wave, file and menu, leaving menu.
The actual machine that I'm going to demonstrate Windows Vista already has Vista Ultimate on it. And it is, before I go on, it is time for me to give you the overview of machines that I have here. I have a Toshiba Satellite M105 with Windows Vista Ultimate, which has a Core Solo, Intel Core Solo T1350 at 1.86 GHz, and 1 GB RAM and 80 GB hard disk, which also has JAWS for Windows 8.0, public beta, and Windows 6.1 beta 2, which is also public beta. But this computer is connected to the LAN in patch cable on the speaker out, which in turn is connected to the LAN in jack on my desktop. With an XP Professional with JAWS 7.0, 7.1, and 8.0, with 2.80 GHz processor with 512 MB RAM, which has a GoldWave 5 running for serving as a recording studio. I also have a Logitech microphone headset, which is going to be used as a microphone. I have a PS2 keyboard that came with a desktop to control the recording studio, and my Kensington USB keyboard to control the laptop. So how to install Windows Vista? There are several ways of Windows Vista installation. You can install by either using clean install or upgrade method. If you're going to keep your settings and files and programs, the upgrade is the way to go. If you want to install Windows from scratch, you can do that. And so you can install Windows in clean install mode. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each of the steps, starting from clean install to upgrade. The first of all, you need to make sure that your computer boots from your CD. Your BIOS or EFI extensible firmware interface is set up to boot from hard disk first, you need to make sure that you are setting your computer to boot from CD/DVD. And then you'll need to also make sure that you inserted the Windows Vista DVD in your computer, and you should have your product key ready. The product key is located on the underside of the Vista packaging. And the cool thing about installation DVD is that the Home Basic, Home Premium, Business and Ultimate are all in a single DVD, so you don't need a separate DVDs for each version, which is useful if you're going to upgrade your Windows Vista version to your highest version. So do make sure that you have the DVD inside the DVD drive on your computer, and make sure that you start from DVD. If it says press any key to boot from CD/DVD after starting your computer, you should press enter or space to boot from CD or DVD. If your computer is configured to start from CD, then the CD will automatically start. The first screen that you come to is the initial screen, where you select the correct language, time, currency format, keyboard and input language, and click next button or press Alt N to go to next screen. At the Install Now screen, click on Install Now button. Also, this screen has a choice for repairing your computer using Windows Complete PC Restore, which is useful if your Windows is corrupt and you need to restore your computer to a previous working state, sort of like Ghost. After clicking on the Install Now button, there should be product key screen. At this screen, type the product key. If you want to activate Windows after installation, check the box that says automatically activate Windows. If you do not want to activate it just now and want to activate it manually, uncheck this box and click next button. A cool thing is that you don't need to type in your product key, which allows you to install Vista as a 30-day trial version. And after 30 days, you need to upgrade it and then install, type the product key then, and activate it afterwards. This is the method that I've used, and this is the method that is supposed to be used to install Windows Vista cleanly from an upgrade DVD, which I'll mention it while reading the upgrade instructions. After you type your product key, and after you check the box that says activate Windows automatically, if you check or uncheck it does not matter, click next button or press Alt N. Next page is the license agreement screen. You need to check the box that says I accept. Checkbox. Then you need to click next button. The Vista license has changed, so if you have time, you might want to read it. The next screen is the install method screen. If you want to upgrade, you can. If not, if you want to continue installing in clean install, you can use custom install, which is the method that I recommend. After you've selected the method, you need to select the partition where you want to install Windows. If you want to format the drive, you want to choose Drive Options Advanced button to format the drive or change the size of the partition. After you select the partition, highlight it and press Alt N or click Next button. And after you finished it, at this point, Windows will install automatically. And your computer would reboot several times. The next screen after this procedure is choose a username and picture screen. At this point, you want to type your username that you're going to use. For example, if you want to use your Windows with the username of home user, you may type home user. If you want to associate password with the user, you can type the password, the password field. After you type the password, the screen will change, indicating that you need to type your password again. Confirm it by retyping the password. And if you need hint for your password, type the hint at the hint field. And if you're done with it, click next button. Next screen is computer name page. Type the name of your computer that you wish to use. This is useful if you're going to connect to a network and if you need to identify your computer name. And the next, if you want to use a desktop background, select a desktop background. There are six of them which Microsoft ships by default with Windows Vista. If you want to skip it, just click next button. You can select this and you can change the desktop background later. Next, from this point on, the procedure is same as upgrade. At the Help Protect Windows Automatically screen, select among Use Recommended Setting, Install Important Updates Only, and Ask Me Later. Make your selection between these three items and click Next button. Or just click on the selection you want, and if it goes to next screen, that's fine. If not, click next button. Next one is review your time and date setting. Adjust the current date and time with tab and arrow keys. If you live in an area where daylight savings time is enforced, check the box that says adjust for daylight savings time checkbox. If not, uncheck it. Then click next button. The date and time should be correct in most cases. Next screen is select your computer's current location. This is used to tell Windows where your network resides, whether at home, your work, or public network. The home is generally used to connect to a work group, and work is generally used to connect to a domain, and public network is generally used to connect to a public network. And after you selected the location, click next button or press Alt N. The last screen appears, which is a thank you screen. At this point, the Vista installation is complete and you can press Alt S or click on start button. Windows will then go through performance check where Windows will examine your computer's hardware. At this point, setup will display Vista splash screens, which is ad provided by Microsoft to show you new features that are available in Windows Vista. After a few minutes, Windows will start presenting Windows Vista Desktop with Welcome Center on top. So that is the setup procedure in Windows Vista. The next procedure is how to upgrade from a previous version of Windows. And you need to make sure that the version of Windows that you have is eligible for upgrade. Otherwise, you need to perform clean install. The version that is recommended is Windows 2000, Windows XP, Service Pack 2. But what I recommend is that you perform upgrade from XP Service Pack 2. Largely, upgrade is same as clean install with some differences. So before you upgrade, make sure you run the upgrade advisor to make sure that you see some information about software or hardware. Remove software that will not work with Windows Vista, or download the latest Vista driver for the devices that Vista indicated as problematic. This will ensure that you have the latest drivers when to install when you're done with Vista installation. Start your computer with the current Windows operating system. And the operating system that you are running should support upgrading to Windows Vista. If you run an operating system that does not support upgrades such as Windows 9X or 64-bit versions, which I believe almost no one has tried it yet, you need to use clean install, which I've detailed in the previous section. After Windows has finished loading it with the desktop, insert the Windows Vista DVD into the DVD drive and allow setup window to appear. On the setup screen, select Install Now button. Next is Get Important Update screen. Select Go Online to get latest updates and click Next button. If you want to get latest updates, select the Go Online checkbox. If not, uncheck it and press Next button. This will ensure that it gets newest updates. Next is a product key screen. Type the product key and click Next button. As I stated earlier, while doing clean install, you don't need to type your product key. It'll just install Windows Vista in trial version. If you do not type your product key, the next thing it will show you is the version that you want to install. Because as I said earlier, all Windows Vista versions come in a single DVD you can install from among the versions that you want to install, such as Home Premium, Home Basic, Business, or Ultimate, to try out for 30 days. Next is the license screen. Check I accept checkbox and click Next button. Next one is the type of install screen. Select upgrade. The next thing it will do is it will restart your computer. If it says press any key to boot from CD or DVD, do not press any key in order for setup to continue. After several minutes, the installation screen will appear with the Help Protect Windows Automatically screen. Like last time, you can select among Use Recommended Settings, Install Important Updates Only, and Ask Me Later. Make a selection, then click Next button. Next one is Review Your Time and Date Setting. For most of you, it'll be correct. The time and date will be correct. If not, press Tab and Windows key, actually Tab and arrow keys to adjust date and time. Again, if you live in an area where daylight savings time is enforced, check the box that says Adjust Time for Daylight Savings Time checkbox. If not, uncheck it. Then click Next button. Or all then. Next is Select your computer's current location screen. Select among home, work, and public location. just like client install, you can select either home, work, or public location, and then click next button or press all then. The last screen appears, says thank you. You can press Alt S or start button, and the installation is complete. And then Windows will go through a performance check where Windows will examine your computer's hardware. At this point, setup will display Vista at flash screens. After a few minutes, Windows will restart, presenting Windows Vista Desktop with Welcome Center on top. So that is the installation procedures for both clean install and upgrade. Before I close this podcast, I'd like to go over some technical information about installation. Why did Windows Vista setup process faster? Why did it became faster? Because Microsoft is now using what's called Windows Image Format, WIM, to store Vista code. Based on your private key that you type and based on the version that you select, if you did not type a private key, it will load the correct image from the DVD, it'll expand it on the hard drive, decompress itself, and copy the installation files to the relevant directories. By default, these are program files, program data, users, and Windows. And this is why the setup process is much faster compared to XP's, which usually went like this. You install XP, it'll copy some files to your hard drive. The further setup screen will appear, and then it'll copy more files, and you're done. And unlike XP, Vista will expand the image on the DVD onto the hard drive, decompress itself, and copy the relevant features to relevant directories on your hard disk. So starting from the next podcast, I'm going to really demonstrate what's new with Windows Vista. Please note that not all features that are introduced will be discussed and demonstrated due to time constraints and accessibility issues. For about 90% of the time, I'll use JAWS for Windows, and for the remaining 10% or so, I'll use WindowWise because there are some things that JAWS does not support, such as user account control and Windows sidebar. You can contact me in various ways. You can contact me by email. Email me at Joseph, JOSEPH_LEE 22590 at yahoo.com. You can also email me at Joseph.Lee 22590 at gmail.com or Joseph.Lee 22590 at blindsea.com. So see you next time in a new edition of A Guide to Windows Vista.